So with that, let us have a brief meditation before a channel from Kryon. And with this, I invite you to close your eyes and in this space, let us acknowledge that within us, within our DNA, we have a spark of the original creation of how humans were created on this planet. Our lineage comes from the stars, and with it, it carries the energy of sacred union of female and male, a coming together that created a spark of light with a seed that grew into a divine human. Within your DNA lies that original seed. And just acknowledge the beauty of those female Pleiadians coming to our planet, carrying with them the seeds of creation. You have been birthed from a divine union. Every human on the planet carries this seed of creation within them. And so we just want to acknowledge the sacredness of our own existence. And we invite the beautiful sacred messages from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon, of Magnetic Service. This is the fourth channel of the month in a series of four that we talked about and told you. It's a very common theme that would segment now a subject into four sections or parts and then present them later in an audio fashion where they could be listened to all at once. Short channels that become one longer one about one subject. And that's the point. Did you ever wonder, and I'll say it again, truly what the purpose was on the planet? And you might think, well, it's something very high and magnificent. It is indeed, but not what you think. If you wanted to know what the actual purpose of a human being, old soul, like watching this program is today, what is the purpose? It's to mirror the face of God as much as you can while you walk the planet. How about that? And you might say, well, there's got to be more. Isn't that enough? You might say. No matter what your true purpose is that you think, a task perhaps, or something you have to do perhaps, and that is how humans think. Go ahead and assign something to do, but do it while mirroring the face of God. And we've given you some examples of ordinary energies that are difficult on the planet. We talked about the difficulty of walking with family. And we told you that a blood family or a chosen family is different from simply friends, because these actually have energy because you've chosen them before you got here. You all did. Now, this is a very, very difficult thing for many of you to grasp. And you would say, indeed, as I've said every time, oh, I would never have chosen that. That's awful. Not that person to be my mom or my dad or my mate. Something went wrong with that one. No, it didn't. It was for your education. It's like having a teacher in school you didn't quite like, that perhaps rubbed you the wrong way, but you learned something. So there are good reasons why sometimes old souls and new souls come together in a family to teach each other things. And sometimes it's the child who teaches the parent. Indeed, that might be the case for those of you who are here. We talked about the difficulty in the workplace. We talked about other things that are ordinary things that an old soul, a light worker, must get through. We also talked about the principle, and I'll just say it again, that there is a tendency when you're feeling an awakening and a precious new energy coming into your life, there is a tendency to withdraw from the planet and go live in a section of the planet or a place in your city where you can be alone. Or perhaps you can choose your friends and live perhaps in a commune of some sort, so you don't have to work with the rest of the public, which perhaps you feel is a little darker than you are. You've heard this so many times. And history shows that that's exactly what you do. For there are so many examples of spiritual people trying to get away and become in their own conclave so that they don't have to be with the others. By the way, that doesn't often work. It also explains those who are shaman, who go and live outside the village just in order to be separate and to then continue to absorb that spirituality, which they believed in those old days, by the way, that you had to be alone to have, because you got an absorption rate of the ones you were with. Something today we've even talked about in the questions and answers. You don't have to worry about absorbing negative energy anymore. Old soul, I'll say it again, you have a bubble of light and nothing gets through it. Not if you've given intent for this. That's why you're here. But today we're going to talk about one that is even more difficult. Because as this energy of this planet starts to increase and show light, there is a lot of darkness which also shows. You know that. The metaphor is very clear. As you turn on the light in some place that has never had light, suddenly the dirt shows. More than the dirt, there are things lurking, perhaps, in the shadows. That's a metaphor. But even that which has happened in your home is that way. And so this metaphor is happening today with the energy around you. And suddenly you're seeing the duality start to increase between dark and light with humanity in your society. And you're seeing it. Suddenly you're starting to see that which is darker and lower energy as something you don't want any part of. And yet it's built into your society. And you can't escape it. What do you do? Crying, what are you talking about? It's all around you. It's all around you. Opinions for this society, for instance, for America. Has there ever been a greater division between parties that are political than now? And in that, do you fight now and you didn't before? Does it separate families and it didn't before? And the answer is yes. Are there spiritual issues? That is to say, a splits between those of spiritual systems and doctrines and that kind of a thing, that are so grand that you won't even eat dinner with somebody who doesn't believe what you believe? And the answer is yes. You name it. And there are things that are showing up that never showed up before. The difference between races and what's going on, finally, that might answer some questions and bring solutions so that you can intermingle finally in a way that is kinder. Now, I just gave you a word. I'll tell you this. You are not going to escape these divisions, dear ones. You will not escape them. Politically, no matter what you believe, there's somebody else that's going to believe the other way, and they will be light workers. Are you aware of this? There are those who believe that every single old soul and light worker who watches a program like this and is attracted to channel will be one, one party, your political party, and none of the others would ever be here. And the answer is you're wrong. It's 50-50, just like it is on the planet. In other words, all of you old souls and all of you light workers, you have the same attributes as everyone else. Some of you are interested in one party, some of the other. Now, how are you going to work that when today there is so much animosity between them? Here is the operative word. Kindness. Can you have the face of the Creator and meet with somebody who also is spiritual, and you know that they are part, very actively part, of another political party that you do not agree with? Can you come together and decide you won't discuss it because you don't agree, but you love each other? Is that a little too mature? I'll tell you this, it's way too mature for most humans who are involved in this division at the moment. But the light worker on the planet, the old soul, is the way shower. And the more you can do this in kindness, the more others will see it. And they may not be fast to emulate it, but they'll know it's possible. And right now, there are those who don't think it's possible. There are Congress people who don't think it's possible any longer. There are some who will never run for Congress again because they're tired of it and the country has changed too greatly. They say it's wounded. How would you like to be a healer? An energy healer, politically. Let me state it again. All of you will have to go through these kinds of divisions. You have opinions in your society. You'll have opinions about what to do about what's going on between the races. And they may not be the same opinions as the ones that you are with and love. What is the operative word? Kindness. Dear ones, you can be kind to each other. And you can agree that the opinions are different. But you can come together and say, we love this country, the situation, we love each other, we love the planet enough so that we can disagree about things and still come together with kindness. That's the operative word. Easier said than done. That is why you're called a light worker. These are the answers, truly the answers. It will not then get you to convert someone else to your idea. Instead, love conquers all. Dear ones, you can have a situation where you can be divided in an opinion on your society and still be very much in love and very kind. That is the new human being, and that's the new normal. You've heard the word? That's the spiritual new normal. Can you do it? An old soul can. You know how. You do. Think on these things and think of that which is kind to your neighbor, to your family, to those at work. And it'll change your life and heal your body. Because anxiety is a killer, and you know it. I am Cryon, continuing to be in love with humanity. And so it is.